Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris from Blueberry Travel. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Getting ready for Christmas now. It's the build-up, isn't it? Flights are going slightly crazy. Demand is high, seats are low, so it's always a good mix when you're in travel.
Yeah. Well, I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee was born back in the late 1900s, and of course, their people move people.
We do indeed.
So, Singapore.
Yes, good news, actually. The crew flying into Singapore Airport can now use the automated e-passport immigration lanes at Terminals 1 and 2, with Terminal 3 and 4 due to follow in January. While previously a perk of registered frequent visitors, the country's Immigration and Checkpoints Authority has now done away with the registration process and opened up this time-saving fast track to passports of some 40 countries. That extensive list includes Australia, New Zealand, the UK, USA, Canada, India, Japan, Malaysia, Thailand, and all EU member countries. As there's no longer any special registration needed, almost any traveller from the extensive list arriving at Terminal 1 and 2 can veer towards the e-passport lane rather than joining the line for manual immigration clearance. That means they don't have to complete any paperwork apart from the digital SG arrival card. There's only one caveat, though, and that is that passengers must be older than 6 years old. For a full list of the countries that can now use the e-gates, please head to www.ica.gov.sg.
And that link will be on your website, of course.
Of course it will be, yep.
And, of course, strikes and the UK.
Aye, they go hand in hand at the moment, don't they? I think we're getting worse than the French. Pardon, I shouldn't say that, but it's true. Longer wait times at passport control between December the 23rd and the 31st can be expected as the border force strikes have been confirmed, Gatwick has warned. The industrial action will impact passengers entering the UK. UK border force strikes will impact passengers, and so obviously check the status of your flight with your airline before you travel and allow extra time to complete your onward journey. The UK border will remain open and flights are expected to operate as usual during this time. I say that obviously it could change at the drop of a hat, so make sure you do keep in contact with the airline and your travel agent. Or checks that are saying they're saying going to take longer than usual. This will be between December the 23rd and the 26th and December the 28th and the 31st. There has also been unconfirmed weekend media reports suggesting that passengers could be held on aircraft to prevent overcrowding in airport arrival halls on strike days. That's when more than 10,000 flights are expected to land at the affected airports. Now, airlines have vowed to maintain their Christmas and New Year schedules after the government announced last week that military personnel, civil servants, and volunteers from across the government were currently being trained to support the border force at airports during the strikes. Now, arriving passengers with UK, EU, US, Canadian, and a few other passports will be able to use the e-gates as usual, and their journey should be largely unaffected. However, if passengers who cannot use e-gates are concerned about travelling during the strikes, then please speak to your airline or your travel provider, as they may be able to offer you alternative travel dates.
Two things out of that. One thing is if they keep the people on the plane until they can filter them through, that is going to create chaos straight across the face of the planet as far as flights, because if that flight isn't disembarked, cleaned, and embarked, I mean, it's going to put that time back and so on and so forth. I mean, flight schedules around the world are going to go crazy.
Yeah, it's exactly right. You know, and how long are they talking about keeping people stuck on there, you know, or on the airplane? I mean, are we talking an hour, 2 hours? You know, airlines are great that they're saying that they're going to carry on their schedules. The reality is they're going to be hit because it's just not going to work. There is going to be decent damage done to the routes, to the schedules. So anybody who is traveling through London or any of the other affected UK airports, or even just transiting, then you do really need to keep in close contact with the airlines and your travel provider.
Well, and the second thing is that there's going to be longer than normal passport control wait. I mean, you know, for anybody who travels, and I mean, the last time I traveled was pre-pandemic, and I can tell you the lineups at passport control were absolutely crazy. So then you add in pandemic and the lack of staff that we've seen in the last year. That's been absolutely, I mean, we're talking hours.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, it's not going to be pleasant, that's for sure, you know, especially during the holiday season. It's easy for me to say, you know, if you can travel through the e-gates, then you'll probably be okay. People who are not traveling through the e-gates, you may want to try and avoid the UK during those dates.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want, even if you lose yourself, like a couple hundred euros or dollars or pounds, try to reroute yourself through somewhere else, because I mean, that way, at least you can try and maintain your schedule of flight as opposed to lose everything, right? Insane, insane. Pay your people. That's all I'm going to say. Say it every week. Air New Zealand has some news.
They do as well. Yeah, with the passenger numbers differing wildly from empty to full, Air New Zealand has told passengers to expect delays and queues as well this summer. This will be especially so on December the 23rd, when 55,000 people will take to New Zealand skies. That's compared to just 31,000 last year. Last month, the airline said it expects to carry 2.8 million passengers between December the 15th and January 31st. That's compared to 1.3 million in the same period last year. The airline is appealing to customers to arrive at the airport at least 3 hours before their international flight, or 1 hour if on domestic services. And with crowds looming being a big issue, those with oversized baggage, pets, or needing any kind of special assistance are asked to allow extra time to reduce delays also.
Wow. That's a huge increase. Are they prepared for that?
I've been through Auckland Airport with a very minimal increase, and my guess is no, they're not.
Hong Kong has news.
They do, yeah, it's actually good news. Hong Kong is easing COVID-19 restrictions on inbound travellers, scrapping its so-called zero-plus-three regime. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee said the city will no longer issue an amber health code for arrivals, which prevents people from entering restaurants, bars and other establishments during the first 3 days of their stay. Under the new rules, incoming travellers with proof of a negative PCR test upon arrival will receive a blue code on their health app and can roam the city freely. The COVID-19 mobile app Leave Home Safe will also no longer be needed to enter public venues. A vaccine pass demonstrating proof of free COVID-19 jabs, however, will still be required to enter designated venues such as restaurants. Now, international travellers must still take a PCR test on arrival at the airport and on the second day of their visit. That's in addition to 5 days of rapid antigen. Those who test positive will receive a red code and must isolate according to the city's protocols at that time.
Heading over to the EU.
The European Union has issued a new statement calling on all member states to remove any remaining coronavirus travel restrictions also, and enable the full freedom of movement within the bloc, which during the pandemic had halted almost completely. In its statement issued last week, the Council announced that it had adopted amendments to the recommendations on travel to the EU and on facilitating the freedom of movement in the EU during the pandemic, through which they have advised the member states to refrain from imposing any new restrictions going forward, only in cases when a dangerous variant is detected in a particular third country or world region. The Council said that member states may impose urgent temporary travel restrictions, which would be uniform for all of the states in the European Union.
You know what, Lee? I want to say Merry Christmas to you, and I hope that you have an amazing holiday with your family, and as well to everybody out there. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and may the best of the season be unto everyone.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas to anybody who's listening, and to our clients, obviously, and to yourself, Rhea.
Thank you. Did you see the pain in my face when I said that?
I did see the pain in your face, yeah.
It's hard for me. It's hard for me. It'd be nice.
Old Scrooge.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Sorry. Right. I have to say once again that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people. We will see you on, I guess, Boxing Day.
It'll be Boxing Day. Yeah, indeed. Yep. Yeah, looking forward to it. You can tell me about all the presents you've got from your secret admirers.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure those are just going to be flooding through the door, I'm sure. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.